Welcome you to the Good Shepherd Broadcast with Pastor Clinton Turner and First Lady Glenda Turner, New Birth Missionary Baptist Church, 1110 South 10th Street, Leesville, Louisiana, 71446. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast or previous broadcast, you may contact Dr. Derek N. or Connie Johnson at 337-424-1286 or 337-424-2286. Please join us for our broadcast, already in progress.
Let's all give God a hand this morning. Yes, there is power in the mighty and wonderful name of Jesus.
Amen.
Power to break, not some chain, but power to break every chain.
Amen.
And so much power. The word says, whosoever the Son sets free,
indeed,
is free.
Indeed.
And the free people in the house.
Amen.
How many come forward?
Amen.
We're thankful, for your prayers, and that we are able to stand in this preaching place today and do what we can to bring you a word from the Lord for the edification of the body, for the correction of some, for the instruction of others. We're going to call your attention for a few minutes to Matthew, the 5th chapter. Matthew, the 5th chapter. And we shall be reading the 13th through the 16th verse.
All right.
With your prayers, we're not going to keep you long. Don't have as much wind as I used to, Mom. So I had to trim it down just a little bit. Not a whole lot. Just a little bit.
All right.
So don't y'all think I'm a cheat God. I'm going to give you what I believe.
That's right.
God wants you to have.
Right.
And sermonettes don't produce mature Christians. Amen.
Amen.
Something just thrown together don't always produce.
That's right.
What God wants.
That's right.
But it takes time.
Amen.
To teach and rightly divide that word of truth.
That's right.
Amen.
As I say to one, I say to all, if you're not in a Bible teaching church, you're in the wrong place.
That's right.
Get somewhere where the word is taught and the word is rightly divided.
That's right.
And that ain't always preaching you happy.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Sometimes your toes gonna get stepped on.
That's right. Oh, tell the truth.
Oh yeah. Sometimes you're going to be mad with me.
All right.
And sometimes I might be mad with you.
All right.
Amen.
All right.
But thank God for the word.
Amen.
Amen.
Because God's word will take care of itself.
That's right.
And it will produce everything that God has designed it to do. Amen.
Amen.
Matthew, the 5th chapter, starting at the 13th verse, says, "Ye are the salt of the earth."
All right.
"But if the salt has lost its savior, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works." Everybody say, good works.
Good works.
Amen. Good works.
Good works.
A tree is known by the fruit it bears. If the fruit is evil, that means that the tree is evil. In other words, whatever makes up that tree. Amen. Amen. Whether it's good or evil, if it's good stuff, it's going to produce good fruit.
Mama.
Amen. On the other hand, if it's evil,
Mama.
Amen.
Amen.
Then whatever makes up that tree,
well,
amen, it's evil.
Right now.
Amen.
Amen.
And we got a bad problem sometimes of calling evil good, and good evil. But how many know if it's evil, if it's ungodly, it's just ungodly, and ain't nothing you can do to change it. I wish I had a way to do it. But he says that men may see your good works, amen, and glorify your Father in heaven.
All right.
Does everybody's Bible say the same thing?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Give God a hand of praise for his word. And today we want to talk, we want to teach about people who can make a difference.
Amen.
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 Just say that with me.
People
who can make, a difference. And how many of y'all want to make a difference?
Amen.
Amen.
Ooh, I should have got more hands than that.
Amen.
Don't get scared. Don't go to backing up on me, not this soon. I ain't even got into it yet. Amen. And y'all backing up on me. But how many of y'all really want to make a difference?
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
How many of y'all really want to make a positive
difference? That's it.
And be a positive influence.
That's it.
Amen.
Amen.
Not just here in your church, but how many of y'all want to make a difference in your home?
Amen.
Because you do know charity begins at home.
Amen.
That's it.
That's it.
It don't start here.
That's right.
How many know it really starts at home?
That's right.
Man, home is the root of society, and it was designed that way by God. And in the home, that's where teaching supposed to start.
Amen.
That's where the positive influence supposed to begin.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
With a mother and a father. Amen.
Amen.
Married.
All right.
Somebody say married.
Married.
I didn't say shacking.
All right.
I didn't say shacking. I didn't say living together. Amen. Let's see how it's going to be. Amen. You know they call it testing the water. Amen. God say it is better to marry than to burn. I wish I had time to talk about that burning. Amen.
Yeah.
Caught up in the sin, of adultery, fornication, suffering the consequences. I wish I had a reason. Amen. But understand. It starts at home.
Oh, amen.
That positive, being a positive influence, amen, in your home, on your family, amen. A husband being a positive influence, amen, on his wife and his children.
Yes.
I wish I had a witness. A positive influence on her husband and her children. Amen. It starts at home. Even if one is saved,
that's right,
and the other one is not saved. I wish I had a witness. Amen. How many know the unsaved one is sanctified?
The
unsaved one. The children are sanctified.
Cover it, Reverend.
By the same one. God wants you, and he wants me to be positive influences. Amen. We should be part of the solution and not the problem.
Yes, sir.
Amen. But so often, we are part of the problem. Amen. When we should be part of the solution. Amen. We should be influencing, amen,
our children. We should be influencing those around us. We should have a positive influence on our community. Amen. We should not be one of the problems that's tearing